the heart of Noah is like begging, pleading, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make the Torah sweet for us. We don't see Noah come up a lot of times in the Siddur. We see it in Shemona Esrei, we say Re'em Noah. In Benjamin, we say Rachem Noah. But even in both of those places, there's a machlokes brought down whether or not you say Noah or not. But here, I think everybody agrees that you say Noah, the heart of Noah. There's an extra level of begging, of pleading, when it comes to asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah. We find that also in the Birchas Kriyat Shema, when we also are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us in our learning of Torah, we say, Avinu Ha'av HaRachamon HaMarachim Rachim Aleinu. We keep on repeating the word, referring to the Rachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an extra level of begging that we don't find anywhere else. So whenever it comes to our learning of Torah, we're pleading for that probably more than we're pleading for anything else. We see the learning of Torah as a lifeline for us, and the way that when we're daven over his life, that's how we daven over the Torah. So the word na is over here. We say Barim na Hashem lekinu es divisu asam befinu ubefi am kol b'yisrael. Who's befinu? And we don't say b'fi in my mouth. B'finu is in our mouths. So our mouths, wasn't that already referring to me and Klal Yisrael? So why do you need to add on b'fi amcha beis Yisrael? You already said b'finu. So what's the pshat? And we have a similar thing come up also, like we said during Seres Mitzvah, v'ni zacher v'ni kasev l'fanecha anachnu v'chol amcha beis Yisrael. So if you're if Anachnu was already me and Klai Yisrael, so what's V'chal Amcha Beis Yisrael? So if Steinemann said, he says a pshat, B'finu in our mouths is me and all the people that I know. Like me and all the people that I know. Usually people that you know, you daven for them more than them people that you don't know. When you hear good news about them, you're happier than you are. When you hear about people that you don't know, sad news also. So too, when you're davening for me and everybody that I know, and all the rest of Klal Yisrael. So b'finu, u'b'fi amcha beis Yisrael. Then you could also say b'finu is me and everybody in the shul that I'm davening in right now.
Isn't that wrong to be davening more for people that you know?
No, you're being in davening. You have to be honest with, you know, like, and you're speaking from your perspective. Your perspective is b'finu, also b'fi amcha beis Yisrael. Maybe I know. Maybe the Brisker Rav says that when we say Nizachem v'nikasev Anachnu v'chol amcha beiso, over there he says a pshat Anachnu, each one of us, we're not zochah, so v'chol amcha beiso is like we're the schus of the masses we're calling upon. You can't say that really. You can't say that pshat so much over here. He's not judging us. We're just davening him to put Torah in our mouths. Sally, what do you say?
Maybe it's your family.
Rafinu is me and my family. Okay, fine. Rafinu is me. Okay. In the end of the bracha, we'll stay over with the story. That there was somebody that was trying to become a ger. He went through like the whole process of learning so many different things about Torah mitzvahs, and it came time to learn in Gemara. He still didn't convert yet, but he's getting towards the later stages. He's going to some Daf Yomi Shir. You know the story? He's going to some Daf Yomi Shir, and he's just not getting it. And he's going to different Shir, and he tries different levels. He can't get the Gemara. And he sees kids sitting there, like fifth grade kids sitting in and understanding what the Magid Shir is saying. And this gear is not, this guy wasn't yet Mizgayer, he's not understanding it. So he's complaining to the Rav of the Shir. He's like, maybe this just isn't for me. Maybe I should just forget this whole thing. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand the learning. So the Rebbe said, well, then let's go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He turned to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He presented the problem. And Rav Chaim says, he doesn't have a Malamed. He doesn't have a Malamed. He doesn't have a teacher. He doesn't have a Malamed. So like the Rebbe on the Shir was like insulted. He's like, am I not giving a good Shir? What do you mean? He doesn't have a Malamed. So then Rav Chaim continued to explain himself. Hamalami Torah la'am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Malamid of Torah to Amcha Yisrael. He teaches it to Amcha Yisrael. He's not yet Amcha Yisrael. He didn't finish the Geirus process. You'll see, after he goes to the Mikvah, and after he becomes a complete Geir, then all of a sudden this Torah will start to enter him and start to begin to be able to understand and grow in his Zohar. But until then, he's lacking a Malamid. The bracha ends up Hamalami Torah la'am Yisrael. And you have to understand that it's not us when we're trying to figure out the Gemara that we figure out the Pshat. Or our head that got the pshat that the Rebbe was saying, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Malami Torah La'am Yisrael. He's the one that makes us able to get the pshat. He's the one that enters it into us. The pshat, there's a Gemara that says that somebody wants to be a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, so what does he need to do? So first the Gemara answers that he should be Mamayit B'schora, and he should sit and learn Torah. He should limit the amount of worldly involvement and business that he has, and he should, you know, learn Torah with Hasmada. And then the Gemara says, but a lot of people tried that and it didn't work from that for them. So it says, Ella, he should be Mavakish Chachma Mimisha Chachma Shalo. He should daven and ask for Chachma from he that owns all of Chachma and dishes it out and hands it out. In other words, beg Hashem for that Chachma. If you daven with Hashem and ask it for Chachma together with the sitting and the learning, then you have a chance that you could become a Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara brings a pasuk that when it wants to show that the Chacham is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says, brings the pasuk, Ki Hashem Yitein Chachma Mipiv Das Utvuna, that Hashem Yitein Chachma, Hashem is the one that gives over Chachma. Mipiv, from the mouth of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Das Utvuna. The Tana de Beliyahu says that whenever somebody learns, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting across from him and learning together with him. In other words, he's the one that's giving you over each pshat according to how deserving you are of it. You put in more effort, you put in more work, you become more deserving, he puts it into you. The Rav Chaim Yevalashin tells over about the Gra, that he was a Talmud of the Gra, he was one of the biggest Talmudim of the Gra. He says that the Gra used to have different Magidim, different Malachim come to him and like want to give over to him the secrets of the Torah. And he refused to listen to any of them. Imagine a Malach will come to you and be ready to give you the highest level of secrets above anything that you could figure out yourself. And you love Torah so much. Like for him, that you're giving him, you're like offering and hanging in front of him the thing that he has like the strongest desire for by the Gra. And he would close the door on the Malachim. He would refuse to let the Malachim teach in Torah. Why? He says, the only Torah that I want is Torah that I toil for and that I work for, and that it comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he adds on that it comes from the peh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gra added on. In other words, it's not that I don't want from the Malachim because I want to figure it out myself. I don't want it from the Malachim because I want it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you toil, and then you get the pshat, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that put it into your head. But it'll only put it into your head if first you toil. So I want it from a higher source than the Malachim. I want it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how Malami Torah Lam Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that teaches Torah to Am Yisrael. And both over here, Malamid is written in the present tense. And the next bracha also, the end of the next bracha, we say, Bracha to Hashem, no sein HaTorah. We don't say Nasan HaTorah. He's constantly giving the Torah. And here is Malamid, he's teaching Torah to Am Yisrael, meaning all the time, every day, as a person is learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's giving it over. Just like at the time of Har Sinai, when he gave over the Torah, so too, every day, when somebody is learning Torah, he's giving the Torah right now. And you have to, and that affects our learning, meaning the Tanarim and maybe even the earlier Amoraim, when they used to learn Torah, standing, shaking and trembling in the same way that Klal Yisrael stood at Matan Torah. Because right now, I'm receiving the Torah, and I'm not just learning something that was once given a long time ago. It's being given now, and I approach the learning when I sit with Mecharusa with that same aim of Yira as much as I could. Now we have you read the Siddurah, as the Gemara says, for already the days of the Amoraim, we sit and we learn. But it's important to know that while you're learning, he's being Malamed Torah right now, and your teacher, the Rebbe, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next bracha, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim V'Nasa Lanu Estaroso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the nations. Sometimes you can get confused in these parashios, especially the Avraham Avinu, that really it was Avraham Avinu that chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu just continued with that. There's a story where Brevda says over, Brevda was a big an American Talmud Chacham that learned in that learned in the Mir, and he also learned under Rabbi Chatzka Levenstein. He was very close to Rabbi Chatzka Levenstein, and he once went to him on the Seder night. Rabbi Chatzka Levenstein, one of the things they said about him and his Levaya was that the last of the Yotzei Mitzrayim was just Nifter. The last of the Jews that left Mitzrayim just passed away. They said about Chatzka Levenstein, he was only Nifter a number of decades ago. So what do you mean the last of the Yotzei Mitzrayim was just Nifter? Because he used to all day long talk about and refer to and tremble over the fact that Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. He was literally, he had Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim in like everything that he did. So a Leil HaSeder, that was like a big night for him. And when he got to towards the beginning of the Gadol, we say Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. V'achshav kivanu amakom levodaso. Shenema, they bring a pasuk, and in the pasuk it says, "Ve'ekach es avichem es Avram me'evar nahar, ve'odach also b'chol eretz Kanan, ve'arba zan." So Akadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu. He chose and took Avram Avinu, and he took him towards Eretz Kanan. Meaning the stress over and over in this pasuk is how it was all Akadosh Baruch Hu. So if Chatzka Levenstein then said at the Seder, he said, "Now, Leil HaSeder, now is when we really say the truth. This is the truth of the whole thing. It was Akadosh Baruch Hu was behind the whole thing. It wasn't Avram Avinu that Akadosh Baruch Hu." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the heart of Avraham Avinu to be able to recognize him and see him. And even that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So Asher Bachar Banu Kol HaAvim, he chose us. Amen. Thank you.